in addition to my request about not taking photographs and not taking videos, can you turn your cell phones off? I once stood up here and said that and my cell phone went, and it's very embarrassing. It's okay when it's on vibrate. You know, you put it in your pocket and it's in your pants pocket, it's kind of cool. You put it in your shirt pocket and you think you're having a heart attack. I'd like to tell a little personal story. Years and years ago, many years ago, when I lived in England in the mid-50s, I knew a local banjo player in a jazz band in my hometown in Yorkshire, where they all talk a bit funny. And one night I was going home from the local jazz club and my friend who was a banjo player said, "Can you lend me 2 shillings and 6p? I can't get home." So I did. 2 years later, I was in Soho, then the lovely Vice area of London. And suddenly this guy, who I'd not seen in 2 years, came up to me and said, "Oh, here's 2 shillings and 6p. Gave me my money back. And he was with a short, stocky guy with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. And I didn't know that this man was a major figure on the folk scene in the United States. He was a huge companion and friend of Woody Guthrie. He started almost single-handedly the folk boom, skiffle boom that happened in Britain and gave rise to everything. And the word legendary is thrown about a whole lot. But this man is indeed a legend. He is the mentor for the newly announced Pulitzer Prize winning. How did that happen, eh? Isn't it wonderful? He is an amazing singer, a strong guitar player, but best of all, the best storyteller I've ever heard. Please welcome the first American I ever met. Here he is, Rambling Jack Evans.
Thank you. to hear the vocal though. I know I have to play the guitar, I just don't know how to sing. Listen to my song. Please do not grow weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys that did agree to go spend one summer pleasant. Trail of Buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin in the year of 83, when a well-known famous drover come walking up to me saying, "How do you do, young fellow, and how'd you like to go and spend one summer pleasantly on the range of the buffalo?" Well, me being out of work right then, to this drover I did say, "This going out on the buffalo road depends upon your pay, but you pay good wages, transportation to and fro. I think I might go with you on the hunt of buffalo." Yes, I will pay good wages and transportation too, if you agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you do grow homesick and you try to run away, you'll starve to death out on the trail and also lose your pay. Well, with all this flattering talking, he signed up to quite a train. Some 10 or 12 number, some able-bodied man. Our trip, it was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road until we reached Creek in old New Mexico. It was there our pleasures ended and our troubles all begun. A lightning storm, it hit us and it made the cattle run. I got off of stickers from the cactus that did grow. Outlaws watching for to pick us off from the hills of Mexico. Well, our working season ended and the drover would not pay. Drunk too much, you're all in debt to me. But the cowboys never had heard of such a thing as a bankrupt law. So he left that drover's bones to bleach on the plains of the buffalo.
who wrote that. Or maybe I got that mixed up. But Bernie's one of my favorite friends from way, way back. And I used to like to play in his club called the Riverboat. And he had a broken arm. He had his arm to sling. Excuse me. Well,
this is my favorite brand of whiskey these days.
And Gord had a broken arm, and I said, "What'd you do to your arm?" And he says, "I broke it, Jack," and he says, "It smarts." I said, "Oh, then it does. What are you going to do now?" "Well," he says, "tomorrow I'm going to go on a 1,000-mile canoe trip up the Arctic Circle with a green wooden canvas old town canoe." I didn't ask who was going to do the paddling. Clean air. I think that's probably why you have so many beautiful voices and singers like Gordon and Montana Slim and Ian Tyson and so many others. It's because you don't have all that polluted air up here. My favorite cowboy for a long time was Will James, who came from around Montreal originally and moved out to Alberta and down into Montana. I read almost every book that Will James wrote by the time I was about 12, and I ran away from home when I was 15 because somehow life in Brooklyn didn't appeal to me. And I ended up getting a job on a traveling rodeo, the J.E. Ranch Rodeo out of Waverly, New York, and it was about the only RCA-accredited rodeo east of the Mississippi River. Colonel Jim Eskew's outfit, and I worked on that show for several months before my parents found out where I was. I ended up going back to high school and took some flying lessons when I was just turning 16 in a Piker Cub. But my dad had never been in a plane, and he was kind of worried about me crashing or something, and I didn't want to worry my parents anymore, so I agreed not to fly anymore. So I only had two lessons and never got my license, but I've flown a lot of airplanes since that time. That's what Arlo's friend, he was the one who coined it. "Shut up and sing." That's a good idea. Song that I used to like to hear on the radio was the station WSM when I got back, and I found an old guitar in the closet and started, I found an old cowboy songbook and started learning how to play the guitar out of that cowboy songbook. And that was one of the songs that was popular back then. They didn't have the word country music. They called it hillbilly music. Well, there's a clown on that show. His name was Bramer Rogers. He was a bullfighting clown. He had a pet Bramer bull that he trained it to let him ride him. And he used to ride him right out there in the rodeo. And he played the guitar and banjo and sang hillbilly songs and cowboy songs. And I figured if I could learn to play the guitar, I'd get a free ride in a truck, just anybody, anywhere I wanted to go. Here's a song that was written by Woody Guthrie, and it's a good one, so I'll just sing it and get it, get things started. It's called Pastures of Plenty. It's a mighty hard road that my poor end is holding. Feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your mountains was hot and your mountains was cold. Arizona, California, make all your crops. Then it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Pick the fruit from your orchard and the grapes from your vine. Sit on your table, your light sparkling wines. Well, it's always we've rambled that river and I. Down along the old green valley, I will work till I die. And this land I'll defend with my life if it be, because my pastures of plenty must always be free. Pastures of plenty from dry desert ground. The grand coulee down where the water run down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in your fight and we'll fight till we win. Talking blues, I'd like to say before I leave my voice. This one's not got any melody to it. There's a little bit of guitar strum to kind of carry the words along as it goes. I want to say congratulations to my young friend Bob for winning that award. Woody, he wrote some great songs. He didn't always care about the melody, and a lot of his melodies were borrowed or stolen from other old songs. He just put new words to them. And,
Wasn't that
gentleman
kid on
the. Yeah, that's the fellow I was referring to. Yeah, you know him?
No, I'm not that one.
Oh, I see that. Cool. Yeah, I used to know him, and he was good. I was trying to sing like Woody Guthrie at that time, and I got to meet Woody and hang out with him for about 3 years. I was such a good imitator. I can do a Model A Ford starting up. I can do a DC-3. And I could do Woody Guthrie. I was doing Woody Guthrie all day. My friends were getting pretty bored with it. And they were, you know, trying to shake me up. Hey, you think you're Woody Guthrie or something like that? I did think I was Woody Guthrie. I was never a teenager. When I was 18, I was trying to learn how to ride saddle rocks. I didn't know I was a teenager. They didn't have the concept. They didn't have the word teenager. I thought I was a young human being or something like that. And Woody wrote this talking blues about his adventures in World War II as a sailor in the Merchant Marine, washing dishes on a Liberty ship and going across the ocean with his buddy Cisco Houston and another pal of his, Jim Longy, that shipped out in the Merchant Marine and union called Merchant Seamen's Union called the NMU, the National Maritime Union. And the song's called Talking Sailor. He had a fiddle with his name carved on it, and it said Woody Guthrie, 1944, and it had the name of the two Liberty ships that were torpedoed out from under him, SS Sea Porpoise and SS William B. Travis, 1944, USA NMU CIO, drunk once, sunk twice. That fiddler's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland. And the song is called Talking Sailor. Bed with a woman just singing the blues. I heard the radio telling the news. Said the big red army took 100 towns, allies dropping them 2-ton bombs. Started hollering, yelling, dancing up and down like a bullfrog. Doorbell rung, in come a man, I signed my name, I got a telegram, says you want to take a vacation trip. Got a dishwashing job on a Liberty ship. Woman a crying, me flying, out the door and down the line. About 2 minutes to run 10 blocks, I come to my ship, down to the dock. I walked up the plank, signed my name, blowed that whistle, it's gone again. Far down, out, down the stream, ships just as fur as my eye could see. Woman waiting. This ship loaded down with TNT, all it had across the rolling sea. I stood on the deck, watched the fishes swim, eyes of praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, jelly beans, rainbow trouts, mud cats, garfish, all over that water.
This convoy's the biggest evidence sea stretches all the way out across the sea, and the ships blew the whistles and they rang their bells. Gonna blow them fascists all to hell, win some freedom. Liberty, stuff like that. Well, I'm just one of a merchant crew belonging to a union called the NMU. I'm a union man from head to toe. I'm USA and CIO. Fighting out here on the waters to win some freedom on the land. Closer to Japan than they were to anywhere else, so I call it the Western herd. I'm going to be leaving in the morning to catch a plane, and I know how to fly an airplane, but I don't know how to walk through an airport. I'm not looking forward to flying to Chicago and walk 17 miles to change planes and go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they're giving an award to Chris Christopherson. They wanted me to sing three of Chris's songs. Big fond friend of Chris's, and I only know one of his songs. Bobby McGee, and so I figured I'll sing it three times. I'm sure we're going to have a good time. An old Jimmy Rogers song. It's one of the early ones I started playing when I was just learning to play guitar. It's called Waiting for a Train. All around the water tank, waiting for a train. I walked up to a brakeman just to give him a line of talk. He said, if you got money, I see that you don't belong. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off your railroad fun and slam the buckle door. You lay, oh, lay. Put me off in Texas, a state I dearly love. Wide open spaces all around me, the moon and the stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, back to Dixieland. Though my pocketbook is empty and my heart is full of pain, I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train. You believe,
Francisco Bay Blues, but I can hardly get through the day without singing that song. This is kind of my regular. It was written by a fellow named Jesse Fuller, who I met. He played one-man band. He played a 12-string guitar, harmonica, kazoo, and a foot-operated bass. Wondered if I could have a little bit more volume on vocal, please. As long as it ain't gonna cause any trouble.
I got the blues from my baby, leaving me by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. Best gal I ever had. She said goodbye like you made me cry. I want to lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel, ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. She'll come back to stay, spend another brand new day, walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. riding, driving, gliding, talking with my baby down by the sand.
See the traffic coming because he wasn't used to being in England where the traffic comes from the opposite direction. And we just about to step off and off the curb and a car come by and I warned him. I said, "Look out, Jesse, there's a car." He said, "That's all right, I got insurance." I learned from Frank Hamilton in a farmhouse. Well, I heard him, first time I heard him sing was in a farmhouse in, on the coast of North Carolina. On the trip, we were going down to New Orleans, and he sang this song, kind of wonderful song, about the coast. It was written by a woman who lived in San Francisco, and she was a writer. She'd written some novels, and she moved down to Big Sur, which is down coastways down below Monterey. The road, the coast highway, is 1,000 feet above the sea. And she was living in a house about 1,000 feet above that highway, way up on a mountain. And I got to visit her up there, and she sang me her original version of this song called South Coast Ballad. I noticed that her neighbor had a lot of people coming around, knocking on the door of the crowd. I didn't expect to see so many people so far out in the wilderness. I said, "What's going on over there, Shanna Golden?" "Oh," she says, "he's a writer. His name is Henry Miller. He's very popular." And I hadn't heard about it yet, because I'd never been to Europe. He couldn't get his books on this side of the water. They were, man. So I got to read them when I was over in Paris, and I was pretty turned on all the some far out stuff. Here's the song that you sang. It's called the South Coast Ballad. Castro. My father was a Spanish grandee. But I won my wife in a card game. To hell with those lords on the sea. South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at home. The lion still rules the Barranca. Always alone. In my youth, I had a Monterey homestead. Fields
creeks, mountains, all mine. And I built me a snug little shanty. Sat in a card game at home. Played there with an hombre named Juan. After I'd taken his money, staked all against his daughter. Dawn, I picked up the ace, I wonder. My heart, which was down at my feet, jumped to my throat in a hurry. Like a young summer's day, she was sweet. Could you cut the volume down on the room, please? It's making me deaf, and I'm deaf already. Please dim the lights, too. I feel like I'm in a police lineup. That's a nice thing. He opened the door to the kitchen and called the girl in with a curse, saying, "Take your goddamn you warner. She's yours now. For better or worse." Her arms that had tightened around me as we rode up the hills from the south. Not a word did I get from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty red mouth. She soon left the valley. Orchard, but I knew that she loved me the most. But the South Coast is a wild coast, and lonely you might win in a game at Colon. But a lion still rules the Barranca, and a man there is always alone. That night, I got hurt in a landslide, crushed hip, twice broken bone. She saddled her pony like lightning and rode off for a doctor at home. Lion screamed in the barranca. Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. Well, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game. And a man there, a man there is always alone.
time ring. Song that I learned off a Bob Dylan record when I was stuck in a mountain cabin in Pennsylvania in a blizzard. And my host had a porch full of firewood, and we just got home in time as it was really snowing heavily. And we got just in the house and loaded some firewood in the stove and got a nice fire going, and we had some venison there, and cooked up some venison, and he had a bottle of Cutty Sark, you know, with the clipper ship on the label, and a Bob Dylan record. So we put the record on, and put another log on the fire, and took another sip of whiskey, and had another bite of venison, and put the record on again, and it was going.
Don't think twice. It's all right.
And it seemed to be something that was really speaking to me at that time. And so I listened to that thing over and over again. And after 3 days, I had pretty much memorized that song, which is a speed record for me. It takes me about 6 months to learn a song. On the third day, it warmed up a little bit, and we were able to get the door open, and we jumped in my motorhome, which was a 1950 Chevrolet Bell telephone repair truck. And we drove up to U North Titty, where they were having an open mic at the gas light, small little cafe there. We all used to hang out. The usual crowd was assembled. There was Dave Van Ronk was there, and John Wynn, and Ed McCurdy, who ended up in Nova Scotia, and Peter and Paul, who Mary was out shopping, and Bob Dylan, the guy that wrote the song, and so I thought, well, I better get up there and sing that song while I can still remember it. And I got up on the stage, I climbed to the stage, and I started to sing "Don't Think Twice, It's All Right." And Bob stood up in the aisle. It was a tiny little room, you know. It was full, though. It had 40 people in it. I think there was like a couple of unidentified tourists from New Jersey. And Bob waved his arm at me. I recognized there was light coming through a hole in the curtain at the back and sort of glinted off of his halo. Says, "Ladies, Jake." I said, "What'd you say?" He says, "I release it to you, Jack." I have never had anything relinquished to me. So I've been singing it ever since. It goes something like this. Ain't no use to suddenly wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to suddenly wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Calling out the name, gal.
never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, yeah, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, a child I'm told, give her my heart that wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby. So I'll just say fairly well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. Just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. Stage. I don't usually get stage fright, but I sure was getting close to it that night. He says,
tell us about yourself, Jack. And I said, well, I told
you some stories about learning to play the guitar and cowboy music and stuff. And he says,
hey, God, would you like to sing us a song?
And I thought, God, I didn't want to sing a song. I wanted to get out of but I was at a loss for words. And I looked out there, and Rick stood up, and he says, telephone. Rick says, play Back in the Saddle Again. That's a Gene Autry song. So Les Paul and his band backed me up.
He said, what key are you going to do that in, Jack?
I said, well, C. He turned to the band and said, C was a real problem.
C, you all right?
He was so sarcastic. I'm nervous. But I sang that song and kind of broke the ice, and I think we ended up friends. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more.
Fate is a woodpecker and I'm a